20th, Wednesday. How can you make Satan kneel at your feet? As a secret missionary who stands in the line of the absolute covenant, as a field missionary who stands in the line of evangelism, as a monumental missionary who stands in the line of the light that saves, God has called you. God has given you the position and duty that will make Satan kneel at your feet. I pray to be within the works of blocking the cultures of darkness throughout the world. The Empty Places, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." God has given you the promise of world evangelization that will save the 237 nations of the world through the gospel. Nevertheless, there are many empty places around the world that haven't yet heard it. There are many places to go, but there seems to be little you can do right now. However, God's absolute plan will surely be fulfilled according to His method. That's why you go to empty places through people of faith and God's power. Number one, the empty places in the 237 nations of the world. The 237 nations of the world are dying in disasters. Beyond that, more than 5,000 indigenous peoples around the world have never heard the gospel. The gospel has yet to enter not only large cities, but also many tribes that don't communicate with language or culture. God desires to preach the gospel to all peoples around the world and to raise disciples. Number two, the empty places in the church and among the elite. Currently, 90% of the population and churches of the world and South Korea are dependent. The remaining 10% of the field of elites are also empty. God wants you to see the empty fields and testify the gospel. You must be able to see the age in order to testify the gospel to the whole world. You must do what God desires and give answers to unbelievers. If you stand in the line of preaching the gospel that God desires, then Satan will kneel at your feet. Dear God, please use me to save the 237 nations, the empty fields around the world, and the elite who are unaware of the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.